So we're up to Sif Hei, and the Mechaber says as follows. So we mentioned last time there are three shitas. The Mechaber here is Machmer. He says, what is Eino Nechal Mechamas Milcho? The Hainu Ke'en Maliach Shemolchim Likidera. If you want to cook meat in a pot and you salt it before, that's called Eino Nechal Machas Milcho. But the Mechaber says, it only becomes Moliach and Eino Nechal Mechamas Milcho B'shoa Kedei Melicha Likidera. It has to sit long enough so that it extracts the blood. Then, from that point on, once you soak the meat in salt long enough to extract the blood, at that point, until you rinse all the salt off, or much of the salt off, it's considered Eino Necho Mechamas Milcho. Now, the Mechaber doesn't state this, doesn't hit you over the head with 2x4, but what the Mechaber holds, and this is the sheet, I think, of the Ran, is that until the salt has done its job, the meat is not yet considered maliach keroteach. That's what he says. Which means when you salt it, it's not maliach keroteach. Once the salting has run its course and extracted the blood, now the meat is considered maliach keroteach until you rinse the salt off. That's the way the Mechaber paskin.
Does that mean that it's an end of the process? Like we said, for the 24 hours,
correct.
If something soaks for 24 hours, it doesn't even have kedei klipa necessarily until the 24 hours is up.
Correct.
So it's the same thing with the meat?
Correct. It's not considered eino necho. Correct. Correct.
So if something fell onto it in between, it wouldn't consider be cooking.
Correct. Yeah. Now the Ramah comes along and he quotes something that ultimately, a discussion that ultimately harkens back to a passage in the Trumas Hadeshim. The Ramos says, "V'yish omim de la'achar sheshab emilcha shir melicha, lo mikri achar kachroteach." That those who say, "Adarabba, it's a davar pasha that while you're salting and extracting the blood, that's called maliach kachroteach, that it's eino necho mechamas milcha." But once the salt has run its course and extracted all the blood it's going to extract, there are those who say that that's no longer called maliach kachroteach. It's one day in Tosus. Ulitzorach gadol kedom behefsed meruba and v'hu litzorach sudas mitzvah yesh lismocha mekilin. If it's a hefsed meruba and in a sudas mitzvah, it means it's worth a lot of money and you're making a sudas Shabbos, a sudas milah, a sudas chatunah. So then, all those two conditions met. So then we say that you can be mekel. Aval b'lav halchi ein lahakel klal. So the Shach has a long discussion here. The Shach has a very long discussion in which he takes issue with the Trumas Hadeshim in the whole presentation. What was the issue? The issue was as follows. There's a day in Tosus, and the Rush quotes this in our Perek, in Kolabasar, that after the Shir Malicha, after it is soaked long enough in the salt of meat, the Koach HaMelech was Pasak, since it was maflit all the dam, and it's not Maliach Kiroteach anymore. The problem is that a number of Rishonim say that Basar and Gavina Meluchim Shenagu Zebizet, even after that shear, are Asr. So he discusses what the Trumas Hadeshin spoke about, the Trumas Hadeshin of this Vehetar said, there's no way to resolve the stira between these two deos, so it's a machlokas. And based upon that, he said that you can rely upon Tosus and the Rush, but Makom Hefsed Meruba Ulitzor Sudas Mitzvah. Now, what happened? Actually, it was a case. They had a party, and at the party, they shechted meat for it, and they also shechted ducks. Right? Albazim are ducks? I don't know what they used to be. They certainly are now, right? So they shechted ducks, and they shechted meat.
You're not embracing geese,
I'm sorry. Oh, okay, good. So I don't know what it was then. Let's say geese. Fine. Whatever it is.
When you said used to, it's a duck now, you don't know what it used to be. That's not. You're not taking stats on evolution.
Be quiet. So let's say they have this goose meat, they have this beef, and then they salted them, and then they mixed all the stuff together. It was no gezebezeh. After the salting process had been finished. Okay, it had already been maflit adam, But now they had this meat that was still salted, and hadn't been rinsed off, and they mixed it all together. It was touching each other. It was a sudas bris mila. And then they discovered that one of the avazim was a trefa. And now what do you do? So that's the context in which they were makel. The Trumas Adeshen says they were makel for hefsed meruba and tzorach sudas mitzvah. So again, being so mechapantosis in the rush, the Shach says he doesn't think this is correct. The reason he doesn't think it's correct is because the Smag quotes Tosfos and seems to accept it, and he also quotes the Sefer Atruma, who says that Basar Gvina, even after they were Shoesh Shir Malicha, are still considered Maliach Garoteach, and they're Bolin Zemizeh. So obviously the Smag did not understand the two of them as arguing. So the Shach comes to the following conclusion. The Shach thinks that the difference between the two is between when you salt something to get out the dam versus when you salt something stam. I can't really explain fully the science of this, but the theory goes as follows. When you salt something to get out the dam, when it's maflit something, when that's its function, once it's finished being maflit, it's no longer considered the pasach koach ha-melach. The melach has lost its power. The salt is not salty, the meat is not salty for the purposes of maliach kiroteach. But if you're dealing with something which is not to get at the dam, it's not maflit anything, so then it remains maliach kiroteach even after it was shoa, whatever the shiur is. And therefore he says the following. Tosfos in the Rush are talking about a case when you maliach basar to get at the dam. The Sefer Atrum is talking about a case of basar and gavina, shenagu zeh bezeh, and the Shach goes through a whole thing to point out that this must have been the second time you were salting the basar, because otherwise the gvina would have been usher because the dam, not because of basar b'chala. And therefore, he thinks that in the particular case that the Trumas Adeshen dealt with, that even shelo b'makom hefsed meruba and shelo b'makom sudas mitzvah, one should be able to be mekel. Why? Because that was a case with the geese and the meat where they had salted it to get out the blood. So therefore, once it had gotten all the blood out, that was pasach koach ha-melach, and it was no longer maliach groteach. You just had to be madiach, the meat and the other geese, and the rest of it would have been mutter. Now, you can't hold this against the Rama per se, because the Rama is bringing this as a broader principle, even in the context of basar b'chalav. Okay, but it happens to be the makor that he's quoting is in a context the Shach thinks would not be correct. In other words, in the original case, where it was just an Isser Dam, and that was the question, well, Isser Trefa, but it was Malia, the Malicha was done for Dam purposes, so the Shach thinks that it actually really would have been Mutter, even Shalom HaMakom Hesem Meruba, Ulitzorach Gadol. So he's a little bit, he's not ultimately willing to be Mekel, because others seem to have disagreed, but he says he presented this to his father, who presented it to all his contemporaries, they sat and discussed, and they thought that the Shach was right. Yeah, Shlomo? I don't know, but he quotes him a number of places. I mean, I don't know who his father. Yeah, I know. He does. Obviously, his father was a real Talmud Chacham. I just don't know who it was. If you look in the art scroll, early Achronim book, and I suspect the Shach is early enough to make it, and I'm sure he'll tell you he probably even entered his father too. At the very least, just to say he was the father of the Shach was quoted sometimes in the Shach, but. Okay, are there any questions about that, Jeremy?
Just one aspect of what you just said. I thought I remember this, although we're having difficulty finding it, so maybe it's not actually here, and I'm completely incorrect. But I thought what he said is that when you salt meat to remove the blood, the bloody salt is no longer considered keroteach, but the meat itself maintains.
You can't say that, because then it wouldn't work in the maisa that he described. The problem was that...
Because there you were salting it to remove the blood.
You salted to remove the blood, and then you just put the stuff together. You just put... What's that? Yes. I don't think it would work. I don't think there's any way to say that that it was just the salt. That was a Havamina that was entertained. That's the Havamina that the Trumas Adeshen says is not possible. You can't say that the chiluk between Tosfos and the Sefer HaTruma is that Tosfos is talking about the melach and the Sefer HaTruma is talking about the food, because the case of the bar gozala denafa lakada de kamcha, the kutach itself was maluach. Right? That was the rejected possibility, but the Shach never revives that. That's where the lines are narrow. Okay? Look, if you have the same printing, at least, even without the same page numbers, that the fifth or sixth line where the lines are narrow.
Okay.
where he says that a dochak lechalik, a fourth line, the dochak lechalik the dafka melachatzma toshash kocha of a gufa chaticha atzma yiratachas leolam. That's what you're talking about. But that, the Trumas Hadeshim rejects that the Shach doesn't revive that. Okay?
Now, so why does he say at the end, Hail of Havala, the law of the Beloved, Ain Lahakel, and welcome Hesed Muruba, the Surah Mitzvah?
Because he doesn't want
to
even.
Since the Ramah does say it's
yes.
Therefore he's willing to rely on it.
But only in that case.
I see.
Okay. Fine. The difference between you and me is that I read the Shach twice, but you read it once. That wasn't an insult. That just means he got to it. I know how many, and it's got to it. But some of these shachs you need to read a few times in order to get everything clear. Okay. Fine. Now the Ramah adds a couple of other details. Afilu lo nimlach habasa mishnei tzadav rak bitzarechot kol shenimlach melicha shenimlach mechamas milcho mechashiv kiroteach. The entire piece of meat. I think when they my Hilchos Shechita guys aren't here, they're not mine, but they're my guys, but they're doing Hilchos Shechita, and I think that the general practice when you salt meat is to salt it on both sides. Yes, Ben?
Yeah. Wouldn't these two principles contradict one another?
Which
principle? When the Shulchan Aruch, maybe it's a chumrah on one side or another, but if the Shulchan Aruch says that meat has to be sitting in the salt until it's kosher to be
karoteach,
and then it's too salty to eat after that until it's rinsed.
Yeah.
So and then the other opinion says that
no, it's a straight out machlokas.
Once you have the salt,
once it finished the malicha, it's not malicha karoteach. It's a straight out machlokas. This day of the machaber, you know, that is regarded as a das yachid almost. It's the sheet of the run. So, but it's not. They're diametrically opposed. This is not. This yeshomrim is mamish a straight out machlokas. It's not adding a prat. Mechaber says only until it's not salt. It's not roteach until it's, you know, until the malicha is nigmaris. The Ramah says it's not. The Ramah says it's only, you know, kiroteach until the malicha is nigmaris. Yes, Shlomo.
Does
pass you to both sides. Okay. All right.
And there's no argument.
Right. The Ramos is saying that it's still considered melech roteach. But the Ramos says, "Avol koshel nimlach kol kach mechashiv tzonin afilo nimlach mishnei tzadim." If it's not einu nechol mechamas milcho, then if it's nechol mechamas milcho, so then even if you cook salt on both sides, it's still considered tzonin. At the end of this simon, the Shach has a comment. Almost derech agav, that there's no difference between maliach tzas and eno maliach klal in terms of if it's nechol mechamas milcho, it's the same thing as if it's not maloch klal. The Taz quotes a marshal in a particular case who thought maybe there should be a distinction. It's the last Taz in the siman. So when you're trying to answer the question that I wrote, you should know where to look. Okay, you haven't seen the questions yet, but okay. Then the Ramah says the yeshom and the eno danan ein bekiim. Right, to do tzli, they would salt it much less because you don't really need to get all the blood to get the blood out. Okay, fine. Now the mechaber continues. If you salt it so much, the way you salt it for a long trip, so. If you really, really salt it for preserving purposes until you actually soak it in water to get, not just rinse it off, but soak it in water to get out a large part of the salt, so it's usher, it's considered roteach. And then he says, Vein chiluch bein maliach elyon v'tofel tachton, l'maliach tachton v'tofel elyon, l'olam ha-mavliach, ha-maliach mavliach v'tofel v'ein abo le'amimenu. So he says that the issue of tata and ilah gavar are not shayach by Maliach. Now, the Shach points out that he contradicts his psak, because in Kuf Hei and in Simen Ayin, I think, Ayin or Samech Tes, Simen Ayin, the Mechaber paskins that there is Ila Gavar, Dafka, by Maliach Roteach. So the Shach says he thinks the reason why there's no Stira is because in those cases he's talking about a situation where you're dealing with an Isser Shamein, but when you have an Isser Shamein, there's a potential to Aser the entire Chati Chaseta. Whereas when you're dealing with an Isser Kachush, no matter how you put the two together, it doesn't matter because you can never ask them more than a klipa. And in this context, the Mechaber is saying that dealing with an Isser Kachush, and how do you know the Mechaber is dealing with an Isser Kachush, at least here?
Because
How do you know? How do I know that the Mechaber is talking about an Isser Kachosh right now? Basar Kachosh, Kavina Kusha. How do I know that? Because in the very next Sif, Sivavi says, Hey Chamrina Dena Osa El Kedei Klipa Kishen Shemachas Mechaticha Shemena Shem Haisa Shemena Kul Asur V'chein Chaver Tassur Kul Nesha Shuman Mefapea. Which means up until that point, he's assuming that you can assume he's dealing with an Isser Kachosh. So that's why it doesn't matter which one is on top of the bottom, because if you're dealing with Tzli, or you're dealing with Maliach, they're never, without Medavar Mefapea, they never ask them more than Kedei Klipa. Of course. All right, so therefore the Mechaber says, Hilkach Basar Ugvina Hamaluchim Shenagu Zebezen, no matter what position they're in, Tzarech Liklov Shnei Mekom Negiyasan. V'imechad Maluach V'ashen Yitafel, Hamaluach Mutar Badocha V'atachel Tzarech Klipa. Then only the one that's only the tafel requires klipa, and if the tafel is the iser, in this case it's the basar or the chalav. If it were a tafel that were the iser, it was iser v'heta, not basar v'chalav, then the tafel with the iser wouldn't require anything. Later on in the sif, the mechaber is going to say this is only in a situation where both of the basar and the gvina are not yaveshim mamish. If they're both yaveshim mamish, it only require hadacha. If you skip the Ramah for one moment, he says, Shlomo, I want to correct what I said to you and Shalom, I think, during Seder. I think what the Mechaber means here is if they are salted, but they're completely dry, or if they're moist, but it's nothing to do with being salted, meaning that they're not mamish salted. In other words, they are not maliach kiroteach. In other words, it's not that they're maliach enough to be kiroteach, but they're dry, but they're moist, but not because of the malicha. I think it means they're not salted. They don't have the halachic status of salted. Okay, was that a machlokas?
Yeah.
And he won earlier.
Yeah.
And you won now. Okay, fine. Kan kodem chazara, kan leacha chazara. Okay. Now going back to the Ramah says v'yeshom the chomalicha anu misharim v'shishim v'ayin lekamitz and mekuvei ketzanogim. That's the chumra of the Ramah, that we treat everything as an isur shamein, the derech klal. Then he has a line v'hadetar maluach v'tamei tafel sharei haynu sha'atamei yavish. That's only true if the, now he's gone back to isur v'heter, if the tahar is only if the tamei is yavish. Avam hu davar tzalu, if it's liquidy nesar hatar. There are a couple of girsos here. The Shach says Nesar Tame Acha She'enu Maluach Demechamas Milcho Bolei HaIsur She'etzlo U'Shneim Asurim. I'm not really sure what to deal with the girsa, but the assumption somehow is that if there's liquids in the Isur, which is Tafel, the Malicha of the Heter, provided that it's not Yavish Lagamri, and I don't understand why that matters. That's the next line in the Ramah. Enters in. Somehow it mixes into the Isser, and now it drags, it's Moleach the Isser, it's like it's Mefate in the Isser, and now that brings it back into the Heter. But he says, I don't really, again, I don't understand why not say that it's Mefateim the Lachos of the Isser, and now that's Moleach and it gets back in. Okay, fine. Any questions so far? Okay, now the Ramah says, "Kol tzir mibasar shenimlach afilo nimlach rak letzli chashav roteach." Which, by the way, coming back to the shaila that we dealt with earlier, shaila number two, once again you have another concern here that even if it were meat juice, if it were meat juice, it is possible, although it might only be when the meat was still b'milcho, I don't know, that the meat juice is, even if it were cold, would be considered kiroteach, because maliach kiroteach. So I'm not, again, that din may only be, it's not clear, that din may only be when the meat juice comes out of meat which is being salted. But it could be that once you've salted the meat, washed the salt away, meat juice does not have the din of tzir. I don't know. Oh no, he says beferish. Never mind. It is vadai, it's roteach. Mibasosh afilo nimlach, well, I still don't know, rak letzli. It's not clear. What if you mamish washed all the salt off that? So I don't know. But that could potentially be another complicating factor here, in that if it's, again, meat juice and not if it's barbecue sauce, although barbecue sauce probably is maliach kiroteach, I would have thought. So, but it still has to have tan basa. I mean, that doesn't do away with your concern. Yeah, because it tends to be heavily salted.
But it's
certainly nechal masa.
So is the tzir, and still.
But
so I don't know.
Does the tzir have vinegar in it?
No, tzir is the opposite. No. We would be more machmir with it, according to the shop.
Just forget that. The point is that so anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to get whether it's nechal mechamas milchal. He's machmir. The Rambam is machmir to treat the tzir as eno nechal mechamas milchal. The lachen enough la tzir alagvino alakli. Oser, afila b'makom shein abasser oser de lo nechav roteach mikom akom atzir chashev eno nechal mechamas milcha. Fine. Tzir shel basser she oser shenafal al kli tzarach hagala. Okay, that's kemat our case. Right, again, you have to decide whether to do the tzir shel basser or not. But v'im hu kli cheres tzarach shvir, it requires shvir, v'im lo nafal rak al makom echad b'chli yeitz v'chayotze bo kolef mekomo v'dayah. So if my shoel had wanted to scrape out the bottom of that pan, scrape off a layer, that would have been mutter. Obviously, I presume he did hagala. Now, fine. Sifav, we mentioned before, hecha amrinan deina osa elakadei klipa, kashein shemachas meachaticha shemena, shemhaisa shemena kula asura, because the isur, the shemen is mefateim the kachosh, and now the isur travels all throughout. V'chein chaverta asura kula menei shashuman mefapeya. Okay, fine. Now, the last particular issue that occupies the Shulchan Aruch, well, let me first read Sifches, because that's very short, very straightforward. We've effectively seen this already. Ein baser b'chalav nesar al yidei melicha o al yidei kavosh ela b'achila aval lo b'hana. Okay, melicha and kavosh only make an isra achil, not isra hana. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say b'feirish, but I assume, and this was a question, some wrote on the b'china, and I said this, but I admit that I can't back this up. I assume that anything that's only baser b'chalav medrabanan is mutter b'bishul, but that's not so pashut. In other words, there seem to be cases, maybe that klal holds, maybe it doesn't hold. Here the Shulchan Aruch says that doesn't say whether it's mutter to be meleach, basar and chalav together if you're not going to eat it, or is it mutter to be kovesh basar and chalav if you're not going to eat it, but if you did, it's mutter bahana. That's clear. Okay, now the last issue, the Siv Zayin, is very important actually. It could theoretically be very much lemaisa. Deals with the Gemara that we saw, I think we saw this Gemara, or was quoted, about Sli, that even if something is not Nechal Mechamas, even if something is Nechal Mechamas Milcho, so that's not going to hold if you're dealing with Sli. Now the question is, what is the Gemara saying when it says that by Sli it's going to be Oser Kedei Klipa, even if it's Nechal Mechamas Milcho? Now Nechal Mechamas Milcho should theoretically mean Soning. So what is the Gemara's Chiddush here? So some Rishonim say there really is no Chiddush. This is the position of a whole bunch of major Rishonim, the Ravid, the Rashba, the Ran, that when the Gemara speaks about Sli in this and the Gemara adds a couple of details. It says that if it's Sli, it's Oser Kedei Klipa. If it has Bika'im, or it's Metuval B'Tavlin, if it has, you know, what do you want to call those things? Indentations, cracks. Or if it's spiced, the entire thing is asur. What kind of tzli are we talking about? So the Ravid and the Rashba and the Ran say, the Shach quote summarizes all this. He quotes three positions. There is actually a fourth. Put the fourth aside for the moment. It says that the whole din of the Gemara is only when the tzli is roteach. If the tzli is not roteach, there's nothing to talk about. Cold, roasted meat that falls into kutach, you rinse it off, it's mutter. It doesn't matter if it has bikaim, it doesn't matter if it's metuval, doesn't matter, it's mutter once you rinse it off. If the tzli is cham, so the ordinary rule would be if it falls in, should be what? How much should it aser? Kedei klipa, because tata gavar. However, if it has pile, it has bikaim, it has cracks, or it's metuval, then we assume that it absorbs more and it asers the entire thing. That is shita number one, and that is the position of the mechaber. The mechaber says that hada mefalginam beinechal mechamas milcho leino nechal mechamas milcho hani mili bebasar chay avot sli roteach shenafal lemaliach afilu nechal mechamas milcho boi klipa im yesh ba bekaim o shu metuval betavim vuhu tzli roteach kulo asar. Now, I may have mentioned when I think we learned this Gemara, I think that piece is found both in Pesachim and Ayin Vav, and it's found in a part of Kol HaBasar we haven't learned yet. But we mentioned that. I thought the Gemara was strange. It doesn't tell you what's the point of mentioning Tzli. If it's Roteach, well, that's Roteach. Who cares about salting? But the Mechaber is very explicit following those we've shown that it means Tzli Roteach. Oh, then Vashoel Yishal. Then why does he even talk about Malicha? Why even say it, even if it's Necho Mechamas Milcho? So the answer is, you're right. The Shach says, Lav Dafka, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if it's completely salted, salted a little bit, not salted at all. All is the same thing. Okay, the Mechaber only quotes it this way because the context in the Gemara in which it appears. So that's Dan number one. That the whole din of this distinction of Tzli is only by Roteach. Yes, Jeremy?
But it being also the Klipa.
Yes.
Also, only if it's hot or no.
What's that?
If it's a cold piece of previously roasted meat.
It would be. You just need hadacha.
Just need hadacha.
Yes. Now I'll tell you the fourth shita. I don't want to say the fourth shita before the second and third. Okay. The second shita. There was a good opportunity, but we'll put it aside. The second shita. Are those Rishonim? I'm not going the order the Shach presents it. This is what I presented first is actually number two in the Shach. The second Shita, I'm going in order of most lenient to most stringent. The second Shita says no. That this din applies to Tzli even when it's Tzonein. Tzli, which is Tzonein, because it's Tzli, because it's been softened up, is Bolea even when it's Tzonein. If it falls into something, it falls into the Chalav, it's Oser Kedei Klipa, and if the Tzli has Bekayim, or it's Metuvel, it Asers Kula. But, if you're dealing with raw meat, Basar Chai, then, if it falls into meat, it's Mutter. That is the Shita. That's the shita of the Or Zeruah, that goes Mordechai, the Smak. Fine. The third shita, that of the Sefer Atruma, who at least in this siman seems to be particularly big machmir, is that no, it applies both to Basar Tzli when it's Tzonein, and then any Basar, even Chai, Basar Tzli is Tzonein, what? Kedei Klipa. And if any basar, tzli or chai, falls, is metuval or has bekayim, and it falls into the kutach, falls into chalav, then the entire thing is aser. Now, there is a fourth shita, I believe that holds of all the chumras of the three, but has an additional chumrah, which is that if the tzli, so we say it doesn't matter whether the tzli is roteach or the tzli is tzonein, it's aser. And it will be aser kulo if it's metuval or has bekayim. But it has an additional chumrah. If the tzli is roteach, even though it has no bekayim and it's not metuval, if it's roteach, it will not only be aser kidei klipa, it will even be aser kidei netila. Not kulo, but kidei netila. Klipa means you scrape off a layer, netila means you take a finger's thickness off, a much larger layer. So if it's roteach, with and not metuval and no bekayim, you require kedei netila, kedei klipa is not enough. The Shach does not quote that as one of three shitas. The Pisrei Tshuva talks about this. The Shach does quote it derech agav in one of the later seifim. I think it's Sif Chaf Gimel, but he doesn't quote it as one of the three.
Whose shita is that?
Let me see. Who does he bring? Hagos Maimoni. There are two Rishonim quotes. Hagos Maimoni quotes someone else, but the Pisrei Tshuva only quotes Hagos Maimoni. I think it's.
And the second
shita
was
who? Hakos Mordechai, Ebeshem Rabbeinu Peretz, the Smak, and the Or Zeruah. Okay, but in the order of the Shach's presentation, those shitas are 2, 3, 1. So the Mechaber Paskin is like the first sheet I quoted, which is the middle one in the Shach, the most makel shita. The Rama says, V'hu adin afoyim uvushal, the same din applies as Tzli, which, by the way, just let people shoot shel gemara, it's not mashma that way. It's a mashma, it's a special din in Tzli, but I don't know, maybe not. I mean, why should Tzli be any softer than Mevushal? V'yeshom, the Rama says, da'afidu im tzonen im dina hachi, v'chein yishlino im ein hefse meruba. Now, one thing the Rama does not spell out is, what is the din if it's basar chai? Right? In other words, Here he's rejecting the shita of the Rashba and the Ran, the Ravid, the Ran, the Rashba and Rashi, and he's saying that tzli doesn't have to be cham in order to run into these problems. But what about basar chai, which is metubal or has bekayim? That the Ramad does not say. That he doesn't say. Okay. Are there any questions about that? You go through the Shach, read it very slowly. He presents all the Shitos. He presents all the Shitos. It's a very difficult Gemara to read. There's a reason why you have Minah Kotzel and Kotzel. Any other questions about Siman Tzadi Aleph? Okay, well, some of you should do some real catching up. Some of you may be caught up already. Some of you should do some real catching up. Okay, good. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.